news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As his last order of business before the Thanksgiving holiday, Donald Trump pardoned Michael Flynn. We still haven't seen the actual pardon, so don't yet know exactly what he's being pardoned for. But here's an interesting factoid. Michael Flynn can no longer plead the fifth in any future investigations into the offense, which could implicate Donald Trump. Despite a raging coronavirus pandemic with overflowing emergency rooms and intensive care units crippling the nation, Donald Trump played golf 3 days in a row over the Thanksgiving weekend, and he continues to whine and lie about the election results. Trump gave his first post-loss interview to Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business Sunday morning, during which he raged for almost an hour. Among his more ridiculous claims,
shouldn't this be something that the FBI is investigating? Are they?
Missing in action.
Is the DOJ investigating?
Missing in action. Can't tell you where they are. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says yes, they're looking at it. Where are they with all of this stuff? And what happened to Durham? Where's Durham? So, you know, you're asking me a question. It's inconceivable. You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at. Where are they? I've not seen anything. I mean, they just keep moving along and they go on to the next president.
Despite Trump's disinformation campaign, on Saturday, a federal appeals court judge in Philadelphia declared that, quote, the campaign's claims have no merit. Calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. Those words were spoken by Third Circuit Court Judge Stefanos Bibas, a Trump appointee, who wrote for a three-judge panel, all appointed by Republican presidents. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court unanimously tossed another Trump lawsuit that sought to disqualify mail-in votes. And so it went, all weekend long. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden was busy assembling his team. He announced the first ever all-female communications team. Biden campaign communications director Kate Benningfield will serve as his White House communications director. Jen Psaki, a longtime Democratic spokeswoman, will be Biden's press secretary. Four of the seven top communications roles will be filled by women of color. Peely Tobar, who worked on Biden's campaign and previously was deputy director of Immigration Reform Advocacy Group America's Voice, will be the White House deputy communications director. Karine Jean-Pierre, who served as chief of staff to Vice President-elect Kamala Harris during the campaign, will be the principal deputy press secretary. Biden's campaign press secretary, Simone Sanders, will be a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Harris. Ashley Etienne, a former aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who went to work for Biden's campaign, will be Harris's communications director. And Elizabeth Alexander, who worked in Biden's Senate office before serving as his press secretary while he was vice president, will be Jill Biden's communications director. And on Monday morning, Biden officially rolled out his nominees for economic advisors, including Center for American Progress CEO Neera Tanden as director of the Office of Management and Budget, Adewale Wale Adeyemo, who was a top international economic advisor in the Obama administration, was named as a top deputy to Treasury Secretary, who Biden confirmed will be former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Princeton's labor economist Cecilia Rouse was named chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. Jared Bernstein and Heather Boucher were named as CEA members. In pandemic news, top U.S. health officials on Sunday warned that the nation could see a surge, yes, a surge on top of the surge, in coronavirus cases following the Thanksgiving weekend due to the risk of infections during travel and family gatherings. They're advising that if you traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday, you should get tested. Hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients in the U.S. reached a record high of 93,238 on Sunday. And on the vaccine front, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it will make a decision about authorizing Pfizer and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine within a few weeks, A key meeting is set for December 10th. And as expected, Moderna will ask the FDA to greenlight its vaccine as well. CDC advisors called an emergency meeting for Tuesday to vote on who they recommend should be the first to get the vaccine once they're authorized. President-elect Joe Biden injured his right foot. He slipped and twisted his ankle while playing with his dog Major on Saturday. Biden was found to have a hairline fracture in the middle of his right foot, so he'll be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. But it looks like he'll be rid of it just in time for the inauguration. By the way, the dog in question was one of the Biden's two German shepherds, Major, who is a rescue dog, a first for the White House. Making up for the last 4 years with no pets in the White House, the Bidens have said they plan to also get a cat. And finally, on Monday, the Supreme Court will take up Trump's unprecedented and contentious effort to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census, which is used to allocate U.S. House of Representative districts to states. Challengers to Trump's July directive have argued that his move could leave several million people uncounted and cause California, Texas, and New Jersey to lose House seats, which are based on a state's population count in the census. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.